You're listening to Run, R-U-N, Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. As pastor of the Smithton Outpouring and the Kansas City Revival, Steve is a leading voice of revival worldwide. Steve shares his life-changing encounters with God, along with biblical teaching that equips you to experience and lead lasting revival. Come, run with Steve and expect God to revive us now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Revive Us Now, and I am your host, Steve Gray, and I want to talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan. On our last podcast, we talked about it, of how we need a revival, we need a new, fresh move of God, because the current religious system of Jesus' day, when he presented the parable of the Good Samaritan, it showed that the religious system that this teacher of the law, who's the main character other than Jesus, was relying on the religious system to be everything he needed it to be. And in the parable, we find that a man was walking along the road from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he gets all beat up and left half dead, thrown into the ditch. And the current religious system of their day, which is represented by a priest, a leader, and a Levite, a leader, and when the priest saw this beat up man, and he's half dead, well, rather than go help him, because if he did, he'd have to go into cleansing, go all the ritual stuff, and it would have, you know, it'd been an inconvenience. He walks on the other side, and he does not go help a half-dead man, and he's a priest. He doesn't help him. And then a Levite does the same thing. He doesn't help him. He walks on the other side of the road. So the lesson in the first place is the current religious system of Jesus' day was unwilling or unable to help a half-dead man that's just been left for dead. And the lesson we have is we are living in a society today that is stretched. I mean, emotionally, spiritually, financially, inflation, border problems, pandemic, high crime, senseless crimes breaking out all over in our big cities. Crime is so out of this world, you know, and danger and new viruses popping up. Did I say inflation? Inflation coming on strong. They're telling us it's coming. High taxes, all these things. Rumors of war from China and Iran and trouble over by Russia and the Ukraine and all those things. And it's just so much. Everywhere you look, it's just so much that even the Christians are getting dysfunctional and stressful and afraid. And so they go to church just wanting a fresh word to say, tell me we're going to make it. Tell me it's going to be okay. And so we look to preachers who, some of them don't even believe in the Bible themselves. Some of them don't believe in miracles. They don't believe in healing. They don't believe in the power of God as for today. And they're the ones doing the encouraging. And they so what do you think is going to happen if a disaster or something else happens, a war happens? They're going to do like these priests and Levites, the Levites, they're going to just go for them. They're going to walk on the other side of the road. And so that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what happened in their day. These people needed help. People like this man left in the ditch, they're beat up. They're beat up by, and of course, in the parable, it's the natural robbers that came and beat him up. But the people of God, Jesus says they're like sheep without a shepherd. And they are beat up. There's Roman soldiers everywhere. They're beat up by the religious system. They have to pay high taxes to Rome, high taxes to the temple. Their land has been taken away from them. It's just a terrible cultural society situation. And they're all beat up by what's going on. And Jesus comes to give them peace and said, I've come to give you life. And so he's come to give them something new and fresh. The new kingdom of God is here. And so that's what we're saying. In their day, he's come to give them relief. And so I said on the earlier podcast, this is plan A. What must I do to inherit eternal life? And he says, do these things. Love God and love your neighbors yourself. And then he tried to justify himself, this teacher of the law. And he says, well, who's my neighbor? And Jesus then says the priest walks on the other, this guy gets beat up and the priest walks over on the other side. Levite walks on the other side. And then we get a surprise. Help does come, but it comes from a surprise place, one you didn't expect. And that's why revival and the move of God and the fresh things of God coming down from heaven are so important, because they come sometimes in a surprise and suddenly when you don't expect them. And that's what happened here. And suddenly it says, but a Samaritan came, as he traveled, came, and he saw and took pity on the man. Now, you got to understand, in these days, Samaritans and Jews were opposed to each other. I mean, they actually hated each other. Jews would not even walk in through the Samaritan lands unless they absolutely had to. Jesus did one time, but other people, they'd walk clear around, even if it was a longer journey. And so the first lesson is, he says, the teacher of the law says, well, who is my neighbor? And when Jesus brings the Samaritan in, and he's the good guy, he's the good Samaritan who helps this man back to life and takes care of him, well, this guy already knows he's in trouble. Plan A didn't work for him. Because you know what? The good Samaritan is your neighbor, and you hate him. So you know what? Plan A didn't work for you. You didn't keep the law. You hate someone that you should be loving. And you should love that neighbor as yourself. So who is my neighbor, he said. And Jesus said, I'm sorry, the Good Samaritan is your neighbor. And you just failed plan A, which means you need a plan B. And so the Good Samaritan, out of a great surprise, wow, who would have thought he'd done it? You'd think he'd be the one to walk on the other side of the road, not the Levite and the priest, not the religious system, but the religious system failed to be able to take care of him. And that's where we are today. But a surprise came out of nowhere where you wouldn't expect it. And so, of course, the Samaritan comes and puts him on his donkey and bandages him up and takes him to the hotel, pays for him. And he says, and when I return, if it costs, he says, take care of him. And if it costs any more than what I've already given you, I'll even pay that. And, of course, then Jesus asked the teacher of the law, which one of these was a neighbor, good neighbor? And of course, he says, you know, the one who helped him, the one who had mercy on him. And so there's the teaching of the Good Samaritan. But here's what happens. When I was in Sunday school in the fourth grade, I've told this story a lot of places, but we had the story of the Good Samaritan. We had little stick figures, you know, and we had then the teacher of the law asking about it. And then the man got beat up and he got laid over here and he was laying down. And then the priest went by and then the Levite went by. And then the Good Samaritan shows up and he goes over and then we put them two together and we walked them over here and that was a story. And then the teacher would say, which one of these three do you need to be and are you supposed to be? And she'd say, are you supposed to be the priest? We'd say, no, we don't want to be the priest. Are you supposed to be the Levite? No, we don't want to be the Levite. Well, which one are you going to be? We're going to be the Good Samaritan. That's who we're going to be. And I remember just it sort of puts a weight on you. Because now we're supposed to go be the Good Samaritan. Well, of course we are. It's a simple little lesson. And we're supposed to go be that good neighbor and go take care of people. Simple as can be. But the problem is it doesn't always work, especially in their day when these people are so beat up by society and everything going on and by the religious system that was corrupt. You know, it loved to be seen, loved money, loved the best seats in the house. So it was corrupt. And in our day, here we have going to church, hearing these simple sermons of just keep going, it's going to be all right, Jesus loves you, this I know, and just try to keep going and try to get over your hurts and your fears, just try to do it, try to turn over a new leaf, just do better. It's all self-help, you know, self-survival. And here we are now in a crisis, entering a crisis period where I believe it could be very real in the next few years of a real war. That's me. That's just me. An economy, terrible, inflation, border, as I've already said, all those things. And so we're getting beat up by the circumstances of the United States of America. And the decisions we're making with Iran are not going to be good, I don't think. They're not good. And they're not going to be good for Israel either. And so we're getting beat up by inflation and beat up by taxes, and it's going to get worse, in my opinion. And so we're going to need help. And these little simple sermons to the religion that we're getting now, that's not the word of God. We're not getting the word of God. And we're not going to church. You know, Jesus said, my house should be a house of prayer. Churches don't even have prayer meetings anymore, hardly. And so So here I went to Sunday school and my teacher said, who are you supposed to be? Well, I'm going to be the Good Samaritan. So I'm going through life now trying to be the Good Samaritan. You probably would love to be the Good Samaritan too. The problem is things are getting hard and stressful and we're wondering what's next. People are wondering how they're going to be able to buy goods. Are the shelves going to be full or empty? What's their paycheck going to be like? Are we going to come down with another pandemic? Is there going to be another, COVID strain? All these things are worrying people and stressful on people. So as hard as we want to be, as needful as we want to be, that we are going to be the Good Samaritan, the truth of the matter is what's happening to Christians. I'm not even talking about the other people, but what is actually happening to Christians right now, it turns out, you know what? It turned that way out for me. Yeah, I wanted to be the Good Samaritan so bad, but you know what happened to me? My life fell apart. And I found out, you know what? I wasn't the priest. I wasn't the Samaritan, but guess what? I wasn't the Good Samaritan either. I wasn't the priest. I wasn't the Levite, but I wasn't the Good Samaritan either. You know who I was? I was the man left for dead, and I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to be that guy. I was never told that you might someday be that guy, and you're going to need help. You're going to need help, and don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to let something, a surprise help come from an unusual place. This guy got help from unexpected help from a Samaritan. And for me, I had no idea that help could come from heaven. Real help, powerful help. I had no idea. I didn't even give God that option. When my life fell apart, I gave God some options. Like I could quit. I could go do something else. I could quit. I could disappear. And then I gave God the option, or you could kill me. You could kill me, I could disappear, I'd get another job, go away. I never gave God the option. You could break out through the heavens and you could save me and change me. Change me. And I was already in the ministry when my life did that. But you could change me. You could fill me. You could give fresh water to me. A refreshing, times of refreshing. I could experience what we call revival, life coming back to the half dead, which is exactly what this guy wanted. And that's where I had to go. And I think that's where so many of us are going, you are going and us are going now. We're starting to realize we can't be the Good Samaritan anymore. We'd like to be, but we are being beaten by culture, taxes, fears, and stress. And now we need a fresh move of God. We need Jesus to come down as the Good Samaritan in our life and revive us again, for we are getting beaten up by life and it's getting worse. So we'd love to be the Good Samaritan. We're not the priest, we're not the Levi, certainly we're not the teacher of the law. Some of us are heading towards the man beaten up and left for dead. God, rend the heavens, be our Good Samaritan. Come down and rescue our hurting, beaten up society. Till next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Revive Us Now podcast with Steve Gray. Push the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. And spread the word on social media. For more episodes and resources, go to reviveusnowpodcast.com. Until next time, keep on running for revival.